T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local for Tuesday, November 30th.
I'm David Rankin.
UT Southwestern cuts a deal with the Justice Department. It's leading to the biggest civil judgment over poor drug bookkeeping ever. Hospital agreed to pay $4.5 million in violations for the Controlled Substances Act. Comes down to a failure by UT Southwestern to keep track of opioid drugs like fentanyl. The Rangers making huge and historic free agent splashes.
Over the past 2 days, the Rangers have committed $561 million to players, the biggest free agent spree in Major League Baseball history. The biggest name, shortstop Corey Seager, he gets a $325 million deal over 10 years. They also signed second baseman Marcus Semien to a 7-year, $175 million deal. They also nab pitcher John Gray and outfielder Cole Calhoun. Jared Sandler with 105.3 The Fan says this is a signal that the Rangers are ready to open their checkbook, but says fans shouldn't get too excited just yet.
This is awesome. I mean, how fun is this to be a Rangers fan right now? But then let's wake up and not set the bar so high that we're setting ourselves up for failure from an expectation standpoint, because the Rangers are still climbing that mountain.
Sandler says the team will try and sign 3-time Cy Young Award winner and former Highland Park grad Clayton Kershaw. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After weeks of seeing better numbers, COVID cases on the rise again in Denton County.
Health officials say the numbers are heading in the wrong direction once again in Denton County. And while they say the Delta variant is still dominant, they do believe Omicron is on its way.
I would suspect that Omicron is already here and just has not been identified as of yet. So basically, that seroprevalence, this idea of we're taking samples of positive tests and we're testing those, as we're ramping up for Omicron, the testing capacity is going to catch up with the reality.
County Health Director Dr. Matt Richardson says the number of COVID hospitalizations is trending up in Denton County as well. He says right now there's still space, but that might eventually change, especially with cold and flu season, as well as holiday staffing shortages. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County jury is going to hear the murder case against an Arlington man who's accused of killing his wife.
Arlington police have never publicly said why they believe 38-year-old Tariq Akayali killed his wife. What we do know is on May 28, 2019, a 911 caller reported a physical disturbance in an apartment on Park Village Drive, not far from 360. Police found the body of 28-year-old Wassam Musa inside. The medical examiner ruled she had been killed by strangulation. While Akayali, her husband, was arrested right away, no motive was ever publicly given. If convicted, the jury will be asked to decide punishment, and the punishment includes the possibility of life with parole. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
DISD is going to remodel one of its middle schools, and that school is also getting a new name.
Dallas ISD is renaming Oliver Wendell Holmes Middle School for former Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says Holmes reaffirmed separate but equal laws as a Supreme Court justice, while Lewis marched with Martin Luther King.
We're going to have a beautiful school here, and it's going to honor a beautiful man who has been a pioneer for social justice.
Students and community groups marched outside to celebrate. Principal Sharon Jackson says the name change can show how Dallas ISD works to give kids hope for what they can achieve.
This is a momentous occasion. I have the most beautiful children that you've ever seen, whose hopes rest in our hands.
Dallas ISD has also approved $80 million in renovations. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington Police Chief losing the support of his officers after less than a year on the job. More than half of the city's police officers signed this no-confidence vote against Police Chief Al Jones. The issue is his firing of Robert Phillips. He shot and killed a man during a chase in October. The union that represents 20,000 passenger service workers at American Airlines releases a series of commercials. It's asking people to stay calm when they stand in long lines.
Like you, we're just trying to fix the problems.
We're in this together.
So give a smile, and we'll give one back.
If you say thank you, we will say thank you back.
And if it gets tough, just take a breath.
Union leaders say unruly passengers in the air and in terminals have created a hazardous work environment. FAA has received 5,300 reports of passengers this year, more than 1,000 investigations. Dallas Congressman Colin Allred's talking about his recent visit to Taiwan. He visited last week and says the government of China tried to keep him away.
Despite unprecedented intimidation and threats from China, including a demand that we call off our bipartisan delegation and a direct demand from China that I not be a part of that delegation, I thought it was critical that we proceed and go to Taiwan to meet with its leaders.
He went with a group of five members of Congress that visited Taiwan after Thanksgiving. He says the U.S. needs to stand with democratic countries like Taiwan. The United States doesn't have official diplomatic ties with the island.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.